If you haven't seen Beautiful, the Carole King musical, you need to get out and see it. It's one of the most beautiful musicals that I've ever seen. Acting, singing, dancing, all of Carole King's hits. And the stars of the play, Becky Gulsvig and Ben Fankhauser, who play Barry Mann and Cynthia Weller, in studio with us today. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Totally. Yeah.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about my first impression of this musical. I went in and I went, Carole King wrote that? She wrote that. Locomotion, you know, I mean, all these great songs. Is that kind of the response that you guys see from audience members who maybe hadn't seen the play before?
It is, yeah. I mean, a lot of people are familiar with Carole King because of Tapestry, and this sort of gives you the buildup before that. And you still hear Natural Woman, you hear It's Too Late, but that's later in the show. First of all, she started writing for other people, the Shirelles, the Drifters, and so you hear those songs sung by her as she's writing them, and then you see them performed by these amazing groups, so you get both ends of the spectrum, but you get to see where she started, which not everybody knows about, which is pretty cool.
Did you guys know? I mean, you're both young. Did you know a lot of the songs, or were you kind of, your eyes were opened up too when you went, oh, wait a minute, the Shirelles sang that? You know, Carole King wrote that. Did that go through your mind as well?
It sure did. The first time I saw the show in New York, I knew all the songs,
yeah,
but I had no idea who wrote them and who was behind them. So that was surprising to me too when I saw it.
And when you hear the names too, Barry Mann and Cynthia Well, because Cynthia, you appear on stage first and you introduce yourself to Carole and you start talking and I'm going, wait. Cynthia, I know that name. So you guys are, you know, the story within the story. Talk about your characters and who they were and how they were big names too.
Yeah, they actually still are. They're still alive, still together, still writing. They're a songwriting team. She writes the lyrics, he writes the music. And they were, in this show and in life, they're friends and competitors. And so you sort of see them jockey for that number one hit and writing. And they literally went on vacation together, so the other pair wouldn't write while they were gone.
That's funny. I like
super
that.
Super competitive. But it's fun to watch the dynamics and the Carole and Jerry relationship crumbles as the show goes on. And I hope I'm not giving that away.
No. You're not at all.
and the Barry and Cynthia relationship has a more humorous but also real in its own arc, and they come together throughout the show. So it's sort of a nice balance in relationships and friendship.
Did you meet them? Did you meet the real?
Not yet.
Oh, you have not yet?
They've emailed us.
Have they?
Yes.
What have they said? They I'm sure they love the...
They said, you know, like, break a leg playing me, you know.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And were they kind of cool? Were they, you know, excited about
it?
Very cool.
Good.
They've seen New York a lot, so I'm hoping they'll come to see us at some point.
I hope they will, too.
I think they're very proud of the show and of their role in the show. I would be if it were me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's a celebration. I think it's nothing but excitement.
Personally, I mean, I didn't know the whole Carole and Jerry backstory, but I enjoyed the Barry-Cynthia story, too. You know, I mean, and your love story, I'm talking like you guys are, you know, actually a couple, but your love story is so cute. It's the way so many relationships start. Is it not kind of this back and forth, you know, I didn't really like him, he kept proposing, you kept saying no, and I'm not giving anything too much away, but your backstory is really very cute.
Thanks.
It is. It's fun. You see them sort of argue, but then you see the sparks, and it is sort of realistic where you argue, but you love them. And you hear the little feedback from the audience, not just at the end of scenes, but you hear, you know, oh, or ooh, or, you know, you like hear these reactions and you know that couple has had that fight or and it's fun to play.
And tell us some of the big songs that Barry and Cynthia have written.
They wrote On Broadway, You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin', Walking in the Rain, We Gotta Get Out of This Place.
I mean, throughout the whole experience, every song that popped up, you went, whether it was you guys or Carole and Jerry.
Right.
That's a neat feeling. How'd you prepare for the role, each of your respective roles?
That's so interesting.
Siri, how did you prepare for your role?
Siri prepared. I used Siri.
No,
I'm
Becky
kidding.
And Ben. How did you prepare for your roles?
I did some reading and watching, and luckily the internet can be your friend when it's a live person. And there's quite a bit of information about them, and there's a lot of books about the Brill Building and 1650 Broadway, where our show is based. And so you can kind of read about that atmosphere, which I tried to do, and just that drive and that sound, the song factory sort of mentality to get the, you know, the business drive behind it.
Yeah.
But it's kind of daunting to play real people, because especially live people,
right?
That
they're still
have
alive.
Casting yeah. approval and, you know, retweet your interviews.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's an interesting element.
Yeah,
but it's a demanding role too, though. I mean, you're acting, you're singing. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. So
yeah, for sure. And also, you know, we're playing these real people who were and are artists, just like us as actors. So
right.
I find that. You know, if I'm looking for inspiration, I don't have to look much further than my own life and my own struggles as an artist and, you know, not wanting to fail and wanting to get the next big role or the next big thing or whatever. And it's, you know, it's like a parallel.
Beautiful is getting rave reviews in Chicago. Everywhere it's been, rave reviews, but especially in Chicago. How do you feel about the Chicago audiences? I mean, we're a very theater. We are the second city, but we perceive ourselves as a big theater town as well. And are you seeing that from the audience as well? Big responses?
Certainly. Very smart crowds. They're getting the humor and the irony, and more so than our last couple cities. It's always nice to get to a new town and see what kind of humor they're going to pick up on, you know, whether it's sort of like the blue collar, like jokey humor, or whether it's like sort of the irony, smart humor. So I think Chicago has been really smart to us and really energetic to us. They clap really loud, and that's nice.
Yeah, they're loud clappers, Chicago.
Loud.
Congratulations.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it was
They've
funny.
Been great.
As I was waiting, you know, as this some of the songs that I did know, I was waiting for I Feel the Earth Moves Under, you know,
uh-huh.
Feet. And then when the play ended, I thought, wait a minute.
What happened to
Where was this
it?
Song?
Yeah.
And then you guys all came
right.
out and did it. So,
right.
I mean, that was one of my favorite parts.
It's fun to see everybody react then, because that's the first time I really can see the audience.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not a show that you look out very much. And so you get to see everyone just stand up and enjoy it. And we're encouraged to look around and, you know, make eye contact and clap along. And it's just sort of a end of a concert, if you will. And you can tell how much fun people have had, which is really great to see at the end of a show.
How do you two as actors physically prepare for a role like this? Because you're doing, what, 7-8 shows a week, matinees. I mean, you're on every single day. I interviewed a pair of actors. They were from the Lyric one time, and they just said, well, we don't talk on performance day. Well, I know you have a show tonight, so I mean...
I talk. I don't have a choice.
In a soft voice.
No, I have a 4-year-old. She would be like, Mom, what's wrong with you? No, I mean, you just have to know your own body. You have to sleep when you need to sleep and take care of yourself. And, you know, for this role, I'm not dancing, so it's not as physically strenuous as other roles I've done. So
right.
I actually have to go to the gym, so my costumes still fit.
I don't think you'll have that problem.
But, you know, the costumes don't stretch. It's all that period fabric.
I was
going to
say
there's
the 70s, no stretch. The polyester
yes,
look.
And awful.
Right. You know, and you're wearing the tight pants, too.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, we complain when we eat too big of meals before the
Yeah, the
show.
Holidays were not easy on our costumes. But yeah, I think to piggyback on that, it's doing 8 shows a week is it's a challenge. And I sort of I agree with whoever you were interviewing talking about not talking about the day of the show, you know,
right.
saving your voice. For me, that's a big thing. If you have a strenuous sing in the show or if you're screaming a lot or talking a lot, it's important to save your voice. I like to do a lot of yoga and stretch and
do
stuff.
You? The cast of Jersey Boys, they were in last year, and they were joking with each other, and they're like, save the gift.
Save the gift. Yeah, of course.
Don't talk on show days.
Exactly. Yeah, it's tough. You got to be a nun sometimes.
The chemistry of your cast is fantastic, too. I mean,
it's
you all seem to genuinely really like each other.
Yeah.
It's a really fun group.
Yeah, we lucked out.
It shows.
Oh, good.
It shows in the audience, too. So, well, I'm glad you guys are here. Beautiful is going to just run for a few more weeks, so definitely get your tickets and go see it. Have you guys had a chance to experience Chicago? I know you said you'd been here
before.
Oh,
yes. We've been everywhere. We've hit the Children's Museum and the Field Museum and the other science center and the planetarium. We've been all over the place. Blackhawks, Bulls.
Right, and we're
been
foodie.
Awesome.
We're a big foodie town.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you had to hit some of the food.
It's been awesome.
Indeed.
Nice. Becky's a Blackhawks fan. Well, you're a hockey fan.
I'm a Rangers fan. I'm sorry.
Oh,
but I like hockey in general.
But your husband's
a
hockey player.
And I did cheer for the Blackhawks when I went, which was huge.
What'd you think of the United Center and the Blackhawks?
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's so nice, but they wouldn't let me in before the anthem. I got stuck behind the curtain.
Oh, no.
Nothing makes me madder than missing part of a game.
Yeah, and you do the American anthem and the Canadian anthem when we play the Canadian teams. So
yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Absolutely.
Well, we're very excited you guys are here. Thank you, and best of luck for the rest of the run.
Thank you.